Hi everyone, welcome back to our podcast. We are on season 3, episode 8 now, so it's all about food and beverage today. I think this is a favourite topic of
Absolutely.
Ours. Yeah.
Well, we sell a lot of labels to this market.
Yes, yeah. So it's quite surprising because it's actually become our second biggest market.
Really?
And of course, we were always sort of pre-COVID in that airlines and the, let's say, normal tamper-evident world. And you wouldn't have really thought about, well, we hadn't really thought about it.
No, so. This was a demand
and
a requirement, which is great. And now more and more people are using it.
Yeah.
It's used more internationally than locally for us, isn't it?
Yeah, though? So far. Yeah. So I think for food and beverage, it's really all about contamination, consumer protection, and then driver protection. They're like the three key areas that we like to sort of cover in one pass.
Yeah.
And so it's a case of really, in this world, okay, yes, we've had the move towards paper tamper evidence, so I would not really look at using a plastic tamper evidence. Food is generally packed, delivered or collected by the customer and then eaten. So there isn't really a reason why you would need a plastic solution.
No.
Unless it's in the recipe box and it's going to sit on someone's doorstep for the day in the rain.
Yeah.
That might be the only case.
Yeah. But even those, to be fair, do come in cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And then they come in foam polystyrene. Not that I've done one, but if I had, I would know.
And so, again, it's probably just something to test in that case. But yeah, paper is definitely at the forefront of the food and drink delivery world.
And this is also where the finger lift labels came in, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. So we'd been doing finger lift for years and dead middles and in a pharmaceutical setting. And then it sort of, in COVID, it came to the fact that we need to protect the food delivery.
Yeah.
And it was actually for restaurants to protect themselves from contamination and then also drivers stealing their food. So there's these crazy statistics that hopefully you've all heard us talking about already, because we've been talking about it for like 3 years now, but that 1 in 4 delivery drivers admit to stealing your food before you get it. And what did you just say? Average?
Yeah, the news this morning was covering the fact that actually every household, it is now saying, on average has 2 takeaways a week.
It's just quite amazing.
And those are not takeaways where you go and collect the takeaway like this, the way we still do it. It is literally people
just
are delivering
Uber
the
Eats.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it explains why these companies are so big so quickly.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing.
I mean, it's a whole new world.
Yeah, it is.
Literally is. There's a lot of people employed in it. I mean, it's huge.
So we need to maximise. That's
we're
what
joining
we're
in.
About today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Joining in.
So the food delivery solutions are sort of customized, let's say, for the different packages, and then what we want to do is make sure that one sort of chain or one sort of application uses one solution. So what I mean by that is, you if you've got a burger box and you put it in a bag, you wouldn't want to use a different size label for one and then the other. You just need one size fits all.
Absolutely.
Super quick, super easy.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is making sure they're not using staples, not using sellotape, which is achieving absolutely nothing.
I do think that's quite funny when I see that. Yeah,
it's a completely waste of time. And of course, in this world, speed is everything. Mm. So it's all about what can we do to save them time and therefore money at the same
literally
time.
Literally seconds. They add it up, don't they?
It's unbelievable.
The amount of pounds and therefore hundreds of pounds and thousands of pounds they add up to at the end of the
you
year.
You easily end up in literally a 7-digit number of savings.
Yeah.
Just in speed alone, let alone no contamination, no theft, complaints, etc.
So that's the benefit for the restaurant.
Yeah. and of course, that just goes back onto the profit.
Yeah.
So in terms of a pitch, really the product sales itself, it's really about, we come from a safety avenue and then we come from a massive cost saving.
Yeah.
And it's really just try it and see. I think that's the best way. But for us, we've got like these different ways of looking at it. And I think like what we want to talk about today. So you actually had this idea 2.5+ years
ago. Well, it comes obviously from my history with Bag for Life.
Yeah.
But we need to take the view of, we need to take the cost away from the restaurant.
Yeah.
They're being hammered on
and
prices. Exactly. So they're all being hammered on prices for the fuel, for the people. I mean, minimum wage has gone up again.
Yeah.
Everything. You know, it's all great stuff, but it means that the costs are going
up. The businesses
up,
don't feel it.
And the people don't want to pay more than $4.99 for their burger, for example. So the idea is that we move the opportunity for cost to the customer.
Yeah.
And we say, would you like to have your food secured?
Yeah.
Would you like to have a tamper evident label stuck on your bag of food to know
for 15p?
you could do for 5p, you'd still make money.
You'd make a lot of money, yeah.
Exactly.
These labels are like pennies.
Exactly.
For a large label, it's pennies. For a small label, it's less than.
So you could actually have a new revenue stream quite easily and make quite a lot of money.
Yeah.
By just saying, would you like to protect your goods, whether they're a full meal or
you
just
make
a
like
burger?
300% profit per label and get the cost saving. And
reduce
the
complaints
and the driver,
and remove all the things that you get with the driver being accused of things which they may not have done,
and like McDonald's offering all their in near us
yes.
offering all their drivers free food
to stop
them nicking the food that they're delivering.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of hidden costs that this would save. So I feel that this is a particularly strong avenue to go down and investigate.
Agree. And I think. The point is, if we've asked this question to lots and lots of people, but ask yourself and ask your friends, family, colleagues, if you were asked to pay 10p, 15p, I don't know where the threshold is, for me, probably the threshold's sort of at 30p before I sort of lose interest in whether I want it protected or not.
Yeah.
And so let's say 10, 15p, do you want to pay that to protect your goods or is it not worth it to you?
Yeah.
Well, I think... 10p.
You're putting food 15p. Into your body.
Oh, yeah, if you're going to make sure it's safe for me. Yeah. And then if there's any problems, I can tell you and you're going to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 15p, I'll splash out. You're literally not going to notice it.
No.
You're fully protected. And as a restaurant and a platform, you've made so much more money from the solution.
And if you think about the savings to the restaurant and the savings to the customer... For the upset, the customer is not going out driving, they're not travelling, they're not parking, all those savings.
I mean, a customer complaints handling department is a very expensive team anyway.
And very negative.
Oh, awful.
So how much more positive is it to have we've protected your food, stuck on the outside of the packaging, and also we're fun. People like the reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to just have food safe written on it. No. You can go for the marketing. You can have anything.
Yeah, yeah. You know, thanks for your order.
Exactly.
Here's a discount for your next order.
That's right.
Or thanks for your order. Send a selfie of, with your...
Smiley face even. Yeah. It doesn't need to be anything clever.
No, symbols, words, pictures.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be open void.
It doesn't.
No. So I think this is a really key point for us in where we want to move forward with the food delivery
And to be
sector.
Fair, it's getting to be a thought process for a lot of mail order things. If you think of food being as a mail order product, if you order some clothes or some shoes or trainers or whatever, you are now offered the opportunity to have your products secured.
Yeah.
And you can pay a little bit extra. So it's already in the head.
Yeah, and it's like now I think you have to pay a bit extra if you want to get the returns label included.
Exactly.
And so, and again, already that's sometimes it's £1.50, £2.
Exactly. So you can make a decision.
Exactly. And we're talking about 10 or 15 pence.
Exactly.
Like, it's a completely different scale. This is a very easy, quick decision.
So there's no education required here for the customer. The customer is going to see something they've already seen. It's going to be alongside the tips.
Yeah.
It's at that bit. It's really easy.
Yeah.
Fits into the process for the system, everything.
Yeah, really, really, really clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you say, it is like that bag for life concept.
Do you want ketchup? Do you want security?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. And I think it goes down well. So you're going to get all those benefits that we've talked about, but also for your brand and your brand image.
Absolutely.
It's really strong, isn't it?
Well, that's why people like John Lewis's and Waitrose 100%. Went first with the bags for life.
Yeah.
Because it was the best thing they could do.
Yeah. It looks good.
Absolutely.
It's good for the environment. It's good for the consumer. It's good for the company.
Straight message.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So this is like, if you're going to take anything from today's podcast, it's definitely this point.
Yes. We are obviously going to talk about labels and tags that you can use specifically in the product range.
But for us, really, and now, we've got the solutions.
Yeah.
Look, it is the same thing that we've been doing for 20-odd years now, so I kind of hope so. But obviously, we've moved to paper, which is great, so
you've
got the two options. But it's more about how we integrate into systems that people, existing systems
and
that
the environment
have. Yeah.
That we're working in.
And it needs to be really quick and easy. So we don't want a cost to change in literal cost to change in the equipment and system.
Exactly.
But even in terms of application time and training, what we're doing is basically removing them barriers one by one and saying, here's security.
Where you have your roll of sellotape,
which
you are cutting and sticking on your bag, you would just have your roll of tamper-evident labels.
Yeah, and we do the applicators as well. So, I mean, I showed you the applicator.
Yes.
It is so quick. And we thought that having a linerless solution would actually be quicker.
Yeah.
But actually a label onliner using this special applicator that we sell alongside is really quick.
Yeah.
It's unbeatable, which is very surprising from our point of view.
Yes,
we love a linerless solution.
We do. It's where we started with our environmental journey.
Yeah. So sort of we've touched on it already, but it goes into contamination. So a big part of this stems from a contamination issue.
I mean, if you think about the amount of protection that these restaurants have to put in to make themselves clean, and they've got their food safety hygiene, they get people coming around checking them, all of that goes on. Then they put it in a bag and send it out on the road.
Chaos, complete chaos. I mean, I think if you haven't, just go on YouTube, but the videos are a little bit horrifying. Actually, maybe you don't want to, but basically there's a really clever way, I'll call it, to cut a pizza without you knowing, you being able to see that you've taken a big old slice out of the pizza. And there's amazing videos of they do it on the back of the moped. So they just open it. It's basically top tips for stealing, yeah. So between drinking half a milkshake and stealing half a pizza, then I mean, it's an absolute contamination disaster.
Oh, wow.
You know, they've got dirty hands, they've touched doors, they've touched their bike, they've been out in the open.
Even if they haven't taken any of the food out of your bag, to be perfectly honest, the bag has been out there doing everything, hasn't it? And if it isn't secured...
How do you know?
Exactly.
And this comes back to the question of, is the risk worth it?
Yeah.
And that's why we ask it so much, because it's actually a really interesting question.
Absolutely.
It sort of uncovers a whole world, doesn't it, when you really think about what's underneath that rock, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's where contamination comes back. So for me, I'll definitely pay 15p if someone was going to give me an option to make sure that it's not going to get contaminated in any way. And then sort of the other avenue that we have got as a key area is that driver protection.
Yeah.
So, okay, we can criticise the drivers
for everything, the food, don't they? And sometimes the restaurant haven't put everything in, which we get a lot of.
Yeah.
Or the customer is putting a fast one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were going on a long journey the other week and stopped at KFC, as one does, and a guy had ordered some food, and then 5 minutes later he came back to the counter and he was like, you haven't put in fast food 5 minutes later. We all know how it works. And he came back and he was like, oh, you haven't put these things in. And they were like, oh, sorry, and then just threw them in.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
how do you know
how it works? Yeah. What? Have you eaten it or what's happened? Mm. No one knows. And so I think if you've, again, sealed it, you've got sort of a great point there.
Absolutely.
No, it's on you now.
It just removes the question.
Yeah.
And therefore, there's no confrontation.
No.
And there's a lot, and that makes the world a nicer place.
Yeah, which is really what we're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And safer and nicer. Yeah. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
With the tamper-evident label.
A bit more fun. Yeah. I think it is real life magic. And
it
especially
is.
For people that don't interact with it every day. I mean, we still love it. And our customers being the distributors, so they are all touching it all the time.
Well, when we send...
it's still fun.
Exactly. You send presents to people, you know, through the year or Christmas, and we always use tamper-evident labels on them all.
Tape, yeah.
And everyone goes, oh, we knew it was from you, and we got the tape
really
on it.
Fun.
It's just like, I can't send anything without a tamper-evident tape on now.
No, and even when we did, like, Easter eggs for people at work, and we sealed them with a tamper-evident label, they all love it still.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is a real feel-good factor, so not just for the security and, yes, I'm safe, but because it's a feel-good, it's really cool what it does.
Yeah.
And especially when it's made of paper now, obviously it is new for us all, and it's
and the print,
whatever the argument is,
beautiful.
Is on paper versus plastic, but it looks really good.
It does. It's a beautiful print.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot to be said about, yes, contamination issue, which is generally caused from drivers, but let's not sort of tar everyone with the same brush.
No.
There is another issue, so let's protect the drivers at the same time.
And this one label can do it all.
Literally all in one solution, isn't it? It's not even a 3-in-1, it's like probably a 15-in-1.
And now the customers will pay for it themselves.
Yeah, yeah. So really, this is the main point of today's episode, and we really want to...
Which explains
integrate.
Why it is now the second biggest product that we sell.
Yes, yeah. And it is crucial for these solutions to be integrating into processes.
Yeah.
And that's in every industry, whether it's pharmaceutical, airline, food, it doesn't matter. We need to be integrating, we need to be leveling up. It can't be a side part. We're not just a side part. We are a security solution. It's valuable to them and we're doing a job. So it doesn't matter that they're paying pennies for the labels.
No.
What it's doing is worth far more.
And so many people are using labels now.
Yeah.
And the ones that we've had, we started them during lockdown because we had 21st birthdays and all sorts, but it meant that we got introduced to recipe boxes.
Yes,
which come from beautiful restaurants, and they have tapes.
It's such a good idea.
They're great.
Yeah.
But they have the tape on them, so they're already using the products. It's just a case of swapping out brown tape and putting in tamper-evident tape.
In some cases, it can be a plastic tape that says security sealed.
Yeah.
And it is not. You just pull it off, like you wouldn't know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And we've got a really good video actually, like we can probably link to it, but here or something. Abby. He has. I'm going to look. Anyway, we've got a really good video on the recipe box kits, haven't we? And how you can take the brown tape off the boxes and to take the valuable bits, whatever you want, seal it back again and no one can see. So it's definitely worth a watch, I think.
It is.
So recipe boxes is really good because it's automatic application.
Yeah.
And so sort of in the world of tamper evidence and any packaging, automated, semi-automatic is really, of course, a great thing to hear because you've got some great volume.
Yeah.
And the really nice thing for us is that these solutions integrate straight in.
Absolutely.
Onto those automatic applicators. There is a little bit of sort of time and training needed. There's one key thing because this tape is so sticky compared to normal tape. So we do change one thing on the machines. It takes 3 minutes and it lasts for 8 months. So I think it like weighs up. But again, that's where sort of your knowledge in sort of selling and relationship management and all of that training comes in, and then you can be the expert, which is nice.
Absolutely, and it shows that you care and that you're working alongside your customer.
Yeah, it's not a transactional process. No. And I think that's what...
And a reason to go back in 8 weeks.
Whether we want to give time to that or not, relationships do still mean a lot, even if we can't really be bothered. And so like as a buyer, obviously the other side of my job is buying all the materials to make the stuff we make. And it can be sort of, you can be more harsh and then you think, well, that's not really nice actually. And there is a bigger picture to it. And obviously if you've got a good customer relationship manager or someone that you respect, all of that goes out the window and you can just have honest, open conversation and do some good work together. And this is the sort of thing where you can enable that behaviour.
And also, it's fun to design the tapes and labels now because you don't just have to have security. And, you know, you've got the logos that these companies have now designed, the beautiful, and you can easily integrate those.
You can have the four colours like integrated into your label or tape. So if it's a recipe box, generally, we're going to use a tape to seal over the sides and the bottom. But if you're doing sort of food delivery packaging or, you know, like a plastic carrier bag or a paper bag, then you would have a label, generally speaking. Yep. And again, you can have all the colours and make it look really, really smart.
Yep.
And this is when we do start to talk about our QR codes again, which is a new favourite topic. It was a favourite topic
many
of
years
Chris's,
ago.
Like 10 years ago, perhaps. But
I thought it died and it came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, we were very sarcastic about QR codes, but actually, we'll take it back now. So yeah, integrate a QR code, link to your website, go again, carry on that customer journey.
Yeah.
Because I think I saw it on, it was a type of hairbrush in Boots the other week, and they have a QR code on the packaging. And I scanned it, obviously out of interest. And one, it told me it was the genuine product. And two, then it told me like a bit of the brand story.
Yeah.
And even if only a few people, like let's say 2 out of 1,000 scan.
Yeah.
It's still deepening the relationship,
it
isn't
is.
It? And then I'm now talking about it.
It's engagement.
And then you're now listening to it. And that's how things cascade, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah. It's,
totally.
It's really interesting. So the other sort of key area of fast food labels is the speed to apply the label.
Yeah.
And the speed to pull it off. You don't want it to be an inconvenience. So a normal label has, our labels have glue right to the edges. So you like it basically a pain in the ass. That's kind of like the whole idea of tamper evidence in the normal security world. So we have to like backtrack a bit from there for this industry. And we put finger lift on. So we have, generally speaking, an 8mm finger lift. So it's really quick and easy to take off the liner and put on the bag or take off as a customer. And I think that people do these videos on TikTok, don't they? Like showing like if it's difficult or not.
Yes.
So you want to come up well on them.
The unpackaging of your food is easy.
Yeah. So that's a big point. And this is all on our website. So if you do have a flick, like the photos and videos are really, really good in this sector that we talk about. So yeah, recipe kits are another big thing that came out of COVID, aren't they? So it's quite amazing because obviously
They're huge. Your HelloFresh and Gusto's and all the rest of it. People are learning to cook with a whole new range of ingredients.
Yeah, and we did it for a bit and they are really good.
And it's really expensive when you go to, I mean, I've just started this Sri Lankan stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly to goodness, buying the ingredients to be able to cook more than one meal.
It's not easy.
It's expensive.
Yeah. And this is a great way because it's already pre-portioned, obviously.
Absolutely.
That's how the whole
So if you
works.
Don't like the flavours, you don't do it again.
Yeah. Well, you can choose, can't you? And we did one of them for a while, and that was really good. And we got a few new recipes that we then now make ourselves.
Yep.
And that was really good as well. So it's great for inspiration.
Yeah.
But yeah, so don't just think our recipe box from like restaurants, but also think our recipe kits.
Yeah.
And then the world here is very big.
And there's loads. I mean, there's absolutely loads. I mean, we all know the ones that are advertised and endorsed all over Instagram and the television all the time.
Yeah.
But there are loads of little companies out there doing it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can't remember what it's called, but Esther and I in the office got Andrea, our logistics lady, for her birthday present, a voucher to get one, and basically on this website
you can choose, like a dish cult or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and basically you can choose from, it's well over 100 restaurants.
Yes, and you can choose how many are you cooking for, what occasion is it,
and they send you all the ingredients and you can crack on, and it's a really good idea.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but if you think all of those companies have this risk, because it's sent direct from that company.
Oh yeah.
So the opportunity is massive in this world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, the volumes are just like something crazy. Like,
yes, it's hard. It's the same hard work to sell one label as it is to sell 100,000 labels.
Yeah, totally. And it's a lot more exciting, to be honest.
Absolutely.
So then the last part was sort of a side thing, wasn't it, for us, where we come into drinks?
Yes.
So it's just an odd part because you obviously have the same risk with like a coffee, or if you order, we don't do this, so we don't really think about it. But if you order some wine, or if you order a coffee or a milkshake, is probably very.
They're
popular.
Now doing these wines, which we came across when we went to that exhibition down in London.
Yeah.
Letterbox wines. Which obviously is,
I love it.
It's fantastic.
Genius, yeah.
So it comes in a plastic wallet, virtually. Mm. In an ordinary box, like your flowers, your whatever else comes through your letterbox.
And then you just pour it out.
And it's just decanted into that.
It's
and
genius.
That's it, which is great. But it takes away that whole bottle thing where you've unscrewed it or you've uncorked it.
So they've started changing the design of wine bottles. And I think they've been making them flat or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I like the idea because obviously they can get more on a pallet and it saves this CO2 and all these things.
Yeah.
But there is an element of user experience here that's being missed.
Well, they've done better with red wine because people decant it.
Yeah, yeah.
So they then
enough,
put it into their glass bottle at home.
Yeah.
Or decanter at home. But white wine's not going quite so well.
No, and I think what is really good with the tamper evidence side is it enhances the user experience.
Yes.
So you're not going to lose out. And that's
so you've
really
got
important.
You've already chosen. If you've gone for a letterbox wine, you've already gone quirky.
Yes.
So that's great. You're what do they call it? Early adopter.
Yeah.
So you're already going to be happy with that. So you're really going to love if you've got something new 100%. Technology on top of that as well. And you could have the QR code on that tells you what temperature to have your wine, where this wine has come from, the vineyard, the story behind it.
Like linking, you know, them like offers that you get when you order these things. You get like 5 pieces of paper from other companies when you get all these things. So just have them all on a QR code rather than printing them all off.
Yes,
and
you've got all
the
that
ink
paper
and
saved.
Energy and all those things. And you can probably argue a similar thing. And it's all integrated and online. And that's where we all are now on these things, isn't
Absolutely.
It? So, I think it's a really clever way of utilising modern technology at the same time as solving the problem of contamination, security, protection.
It's a quirky market. The beverages is not as straightforward as the other markets. But I think you could have a little bit more fun with it, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And because, like, the milkshakes, it's a similar thing. Obviously, you can just take the lid off, pour it out, swap it for something else, put it back on. And so we do labels that go over the top.
Yes. And those ones are the dry, so there's no adhesive anywhere.
Yeah, so there's no glue over the mouthpiece, basically.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really, obviously, there's a lot of points where that doesn't matter, where they've got a straw, so you can still secure it and they've got a straw. So
I wonder if they could be used at things like festivals where people buy drinks, like those cocktails with the lids on.
Yeah,
and then you could seal those so that people knew that hadn't had anything added to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's a massive issue.
I mean, that
it?
Could be a thing, couldn't
it?
It could be a safety feature as well. That might be some way that someone could take it into the festivals.
Well, I think this is a point, isn't it, just to have conversation.
Mm.
And the more, like, you guys are having these conversations and we're involved, then the more we can learn and develop the solutions to link into new things.
But there's so many more festivals nowadays, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there was one down in Devon on the sign that we were like, oh, that looks really good. And it was just on this, like, really dodgy sign. And it's, like, really big artists, and we're like, this is really
Yeah,
odd.
They thought it looked good too.
Yeah.
We'll go to Devon for the weekend.
Yeah, I did think that, middle of summer. Yeah. So, yeah, basically, lots of opportunity in this industry. Really, what we want to be focusing on is integrating into the the apps or wherever people are buying from to say, yes, I want to secure. Yeah. That's like our number one go-to option. And sort of after that, that's where the products feed in, yeah. Let's say. Yeah, I think that sort of wraps up for today, doesn't it?
Cool.
Yeah, there's lots to go at. Really, please use the YouTube, use the website. Yeah. There is so many photos and videos that we've got on this industry and on these topics.
Yeah. And a lot of experience from massive yeah. household names
yeah.
where you've probably had your takeaway and you've got our label on it
yeah.
to the extremely quirky and different.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, have a look and really sort of open your eyes to it. It's really, really interesting part of the security world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thank you for listening and we'll see you soon, hopefully.
Cheers.